From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. President Obama says the Syrian conflict is not a proxy war between the United States and Russia. At a White House news conference Friday, Mr. Obama said the war is not, in his words, some superpower chessboard contest. At the same time, the president was critical of Russia's military engagement in Syria. He noted that Russian President Vladimir Putin does not distinguish between Islamic State militants and more moderate Sunni opposition.
He doesn't distinguish between ISIL and a moderate Sunni opposition that wants to see Mr. Assad go. From their perspective, they're all terrorists. And that's a recipe for disaster. And it's one that I reject.
Meanwhile, the Russian Defense Ministry said that its warplanes flew 14 missions on Friday, hitting six Islamic State targets. Federal investigators have recovered a total of 13 weapons possessed by a lone gunman who went on a shooting rampage at a community college in rural southern Oregon Thursday. The U.S. Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives said all the guns were purchased legally and were traced to the same firearms dealer. Oregon Governor Kate Brown said Friday that her state will recover from the tragedy.
One person's deranged act may have indeed broken all of our hearts, but he cannot prevent our hearts from growing back bigger and stronger and more committed to the Oregon that we all love so very much.
Police are attempting to determine why 26-year-old Chris Harper Mercer opened fire, killing nine people and wounding nine others before dying in a gun battle with police. This is VOA News.